super excited to have Krista Lapp with me today. Krista, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure, Matt.
Wonderful. No, Krista is a top performing real estate agent focused in the Tri-City area. And she's, you know, she's been doing it for quite some time and she's high level. And we're going to get some good information from her today. So let's jump right in. Krista, I'd like to start off, fun question. Mm-hmm. What would be one thing that not many people would know about you?
Well, I would say that I've been married 26 years, have two kids. Wow. So a son and daughter, one's 22 and the other's 20. So people are always very surprised by that, especially, you know, clients who are out looking, you know, at a property where they want to start a family in it. And then they say to me, well, you understand when you have kids one day. And it's like, my kids could have kids, right?
That's cool. Yeah. I never would have guessed that. That's really impressive. Yeah. That's so cool. Thank you. So 20, my wife and I have been married for 11 years. So coming up on 12. So we're trending in the right direction, but yeah, I don't know if you're good skincare program or whatever it is, but keep it up. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. So back to real estate, how did you get introduced to it? So sort of how did you find it and what made you sort of get into real estate as a career?
Right. So it actually wasn't really on my radar. So my background is I owned a web development social media management company. And I just kind of, you know, I had a friend who was in real estate and just kind of started those discussions about, you know, what would that look like? Mm-hmm. And opportunity presented itself. And then I really just sort of dove in and never looked back from there.
Interesting. I always find it so fascinating how everyone sort of finds our industries, especially, I mean, even on the mortgage side, it's like, you know, it's not something you kind of grow up thinking, oh, that's something, you know, I'll probably end up doing. I mean, for me, it was simple. It was just, I grew up around it. My right. family was in the mortgage industry. So it was a pretty smooth transition in, but it's always cool to see what, you know, people like yourself that have now found such, you know, high level success and how you found it. So it must be interesting. You should probably have a lot of skills from your past sort of career that you can transition over into the real estate world and sales side of things, I'd imagine.
Well, exactly. Right. So I think that the work ethic was already there, the understanding relationships, communication. So that side was there, the sales side also, but then also bringing in sort of that unique perspective of understanding how to market online, right? Being social media savvy, understanding how to have a really great website presence, right? So taking all those elements and bring it into the real estate side, I mean, it's just advantageous for not just clients, but also for my own business and growing my business to meet new people, right?
Yeah, and those things are so important today when you know, selling a house or buying a house, the online presence is so valuable. So what do you love about your sort of day-to-day job?
Right. Well, the day-to-day is, I mean, I have in my mind that there should be this structure and like this perfectly planned out day with blocks of time that usually goes out the window, right? So what I do like about it is that it is sometimes ad hoc. You know, you're kind of thrown a scenario or a situation that you need to deal with right away. And I think because of this type of business, right, and expectations and how you can work it, it's not like your standard 9 to 5. I love that flexibility and opportunity to make changes on the fly, right? Still very committed to taking care of things that need to be taken care of, right, throughout that day. But I do love that there is that flexibility and needing to, you know, drop everything to do this, to take care of this, right? So you have that option. And just, you know, the connecting with people, doing that every single day.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm a big fan of trying to time block, you know, set certain tasks at certain times. But like you said, things happen, things come up and it's like, okay, well, now we have to react. So it's good to have, it's that ability to sort of be able to maneuver those things that sort of come that wouldn't necessarily happen in a traditional 9 to 5 setting with, you know, a lot of evenings and weekend potentially and things like that. So it's definitely, I love it and I'm sure you love it, but it takes, I think, a unique, you know, it's a special skill set or mindset to be able to handle those sorts of things. So if you, You might have something that, you know, draws back from what you were doing before real estate. Maybe there's a skill that you have in real estate that could also be a business at the end of the day as well. But is there, if you weren't doing what you do, is there anything that fascinates you or something else that you see yourself doing that you feel that you'd have success in?
Right. That's a very interesting question, because I actually don't have a plan B, right? So, you know, when I think about it, I mean, anything to do with people communicating, I probably would go back to something to do with IT, web development, that sort of thing. I'd be an entrepreneur. I definitely, you know, that sort of, you build it into your lifestyle, right? And I'm definitely not that 9 to 5 sort of person, more like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. kind of person, right? And so something, yeah, definitely something to do with people, communication, IT. And then there's this whole side where I'm really interested in learning more about the cryptocurrency and trading as well.
But, yeah, the financial markets can, I mean, it's very interesting, and especially, you know, and it can be very exciting too, right? It could be quick little, you know, excitements that actually similar to real estate, which it can be, you know, especially I'd imagine when you're in, you know, a multiple offer situation, or you're competing against X amount of offers and your client actually gets the place. Right. That's an exciting moment. And okay. At the same time can be one of the most difficult moments because of the fact that it's been such a difficult year, especially from a buyer's point of view, given the competition out there. So that, I mean, leading into that then, I mean, we're recording this, we're mid-November 2021, mm-hmm. you know, on the tail end of a historically busy year and, you know, a challenging year from a real estate perspective, values, inventory levels, all that kind of stuff. Any sort of advice that you can provide or give that you feel is relevant today for anyone that's in the market or thinking about getting in the market?
Absolutely. And I think you brought up some very good points. And I would say the biggest thing when I'm meeting with buyers is to help them understand the expectations of the market, mm-hmm. and what can you do to prepare for that, right? So we all know getting pre-approved, mm-hmm. but beyond that, given the market that we're in, most of the properties that are, you know, high demand or very desirable, they are selling on that offers in day with that subject free offer. Well, how do you compete with that? So know what you need to do the week prior to prepare for that, right? So it's not just that you're pre-approved, you know, take it a step further. Can you get an appraisal done? Check with the city, you know, check out the property, do all of your due diligence so that you can go in nice and clean, right? Because you have to be very competitive in this market, right? So yeah, 100% be prepared, understand the market expectations if you're a seller, and become educated on that and be willing to go there, right? If you're not willing to go there, then, you know, your emotions take over and you may pull back, right? And I would say, make sure you're working with an agent that understands how to navigate that multiple offer world, mm-hmm. and that has good connections within the community that you're purchasing in, because relationships are key, right? In terms of who the seller's agent is and who the buyer's agent is. A lot of times deals come together because there's that relationship there.
It's so true. It is a relationship business. And, you know, like you said, the preparation is so key, especially in a market like this. I think always, but especially in situations that we've seen over the past months where, like you said, we need to make sure financing is in place, pre-inspections. Is there a way that we can sort of get around a lot of these different things to make sure that they can go in subject free? Or how do we get creative to make it happen? And really, so I found over this last year, there's a lot more upfront preparation consistently. Right. And then, you know, maybe it's the third offer that person's putting in and we're doing it again. So it's that management of, you know, knowing that you may not get the property, you know, it's going to be difficult. You are competing against a lot of other people. And that's a difficult thing when it's you're looking to buy a house to live in and to move into. So I'm sure you're hands-on with that frequently throughout the week. And, you know, managing expectations and emotions can be a tricky thing, especially when you're thinking about, you know, where you're going to live and in your family home. So no, that's very good advice. And I agree 100% with everything you said. So thank you. You've probably seen a lot of cool properties and interesting situations throughout the real estate, throughout your journey. Anything that's memorable or a situation that's the most memorable to you that you can think of?
I would say one is very recent. It was just within the month of November. So representing a seller, they have a lovely townhouse, did the showings, offers in on a certain day, received 9 offers on the property, 6 of them being subject free, very nice offers, right? So she had great selection from six for 6 offers. And many of them were pretty similar to do with pricing. One of them, was well above others. And so for me, thinking, what do most sellers do? They want the offer that has the highest price, right? Best terms and conditions, highest price. So this particular seller, she took a much lower offer. And the reason behind it was the story of the buyers. So this buyer's agent provided a letter, photo, background history of these buyers. It turns out, there was some motivation on the end of the buyers as to why they wanted to purchase this property and why they wanted to live in this complex. And it touched the heart of my seller. And she's like, I want to take this offer. And so I hung up the phone and I actually like, okay, I just gave it a few minutes and I'm like, I'm going to call her back one more time and just double check because, there was a financial difference between this offer and a higher offer. I just really wanted to make sure she was confident before saying anything to any of the agents, right? Call her back. No, I want to give this young couple an opportunity to get into the market. And she took that offer. So when I gave the agent, the buyer's agent, that phone call, he couldn't believe it. Like it was unbelievable moment. So I was very honored to work with that client. It meant a lot to me and it just like showed how huge her heart was to do something like that.
It's a special person that
Absolutely.
can look past just the numbers, right? And see sort of the whole situation and the whole, yeah, the whole understand from an emotional point of view and just sort of an intellect, like an emotional intelligence of, this is just the right thing to do, or this is what feels right to me. And to act on that and not just do, oh, they offered this offer was the highest. Let's take that one. That's a really cool story. Thank you for sharing. That's nice to hear. Very
Absolutely.
nice
So
to hear.
those letters and photos, they can work, right?
Yeah, no, that's a good, you think, oh, will this actually help? And I think that, people are innately very good, and I think that it can definitely, given the right situation and the right circumstances, be very beneficial, like it was in that situation. And look what it did. Thank goodness. It was just made it meant to be. And that's a cool story. That's a happy ending. I like that. That's
Very much
really
so.
nice.
Yeah, very much so.
I use the term house rich. I think it's kind of fun, but I talk about a lot of with clients is tax deductibility, Smith maneuver strategies, creating wealth from equity in the property, whether to buy more real estate or to invest in the markets, like you were talking about as well. The term house rich, or when you hear that, what do you feel or what do you think of when I say that?
Right, so it's really about building equity in your property or your properties. And what this does is it opens up options for you, right? It gives you security, it gives you freedom, it gives you opportunity. So that could be, taking money out to send your kids to university, right? Helping them secure a property or family member purchase a home, right? It also gives you the potential to do a mortgage, like a reverse mortgage, so that you can retire and live comfortably and have security there, right? So another example is we have a client who they want to purchase a pre-sale property, but they're like, where do I come up with $200,000? Do all your clients have $200,000 cash just lying around extra? And so, we talked about the equity and he had no idea, right? So it opens up options for you and just it gives you security, peace of mind. And you think about it as well. You look at the Vancouver real estate market and the trend, it's always, there's little dips, but it's always on the upward swing. Where can you, like, if you take your average income, like your average person's job, you can't even compete with what they earn versus owning a property and what that could create, right? So, you could have like your average job, but you can be house rich, which is amazing. It gives people opportunity.
Yeah, no, well said. It's you know, it's a challenging place to buy real estate given the price point. And you know, it's not like incomes have sustained, you know, house value increases. But like you said, what we've seen is being in the market does give options mm-hmm. and gives opportunity. And because of the fact that, as you know, I always like to say, like, the trend's your friend. Like, as the trend and the value continues to grow, it's, well, we have all this equity that's today doing not much, really nothing. How mm-hmm. can we leverage that equity to then further ourselves financially, provide comfort, give peace of mind? You know, maybe it's even just having a line of credit as a just in case fund that right. is there, separate from insurance mm-hmm. and things like that, or savings. It's just a nice form of security just to know that, you know, we have that just in case. And if we ever wanted to use it, well, we have the opportunity to, you know, do something financially beneficial as well with or have funds for the next place from a deposit point of view, because I need deposit funds before I sell, all those different things, which is really the planning aspect of it. So no, wonderful information. Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. And you know, where would be the best place for any buyers or sellers looking to find you and to connect with you?
I'm definitely reachable online. So you can check out my website. So kristalapp.com. My phone number is 604-725-2494. And then all my links in terms of being able to reach me through social media are on my website as well. And I'm pretty easy to get a hold of me. You call me, typically answer my phone, obviously, unless I'm, you know, not available.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Krista. I'm grateful to have you here, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy what you had to say. And I look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Matt.